Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration. Now, why do so many people think the very idea of God is kind of boring? Maybe it's because they've been given the wrong image of God. On the one hand, some people think of God as a God of wrath. This is a God of jealousy, power, commandments, and punishments. A God who will throw you into an eternal torture chamber unless you follow whatever arbitrary rules he dreams up. That's a God who inspires fear, but not love. It's not an attractive God. If that God didn't exist, you'd be relieved. And if he did exist, you'd probably prefer not to think about it. On the other hand, people have this idea of the buddy Jesus. Jesus, meek and mild. He's kind and generous and supportive, and he makes you feel really good about yourself. That's a God who inspires love, but not fear. Like a kid's stuffed animal or a security blanket. Warm and comforting, but eventually you outgrow it as childish. And a lot of people, when they get to high school or college, they think they've outgrown their faith when all they've actually outgrown is the buddy Jesus. But he wasn't real anyway. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. On the mountain of Tabor, during the Transfiguration, we see by Peter's reaction that the real God is very different. He is a God who inspires both fear and love. Remember what Peter says, Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make three booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were exceedingly afraid. Peter is terrified by the awesome majesty of Jesus in his glory, yet at the same time, he doesn't want to leave. The true God will terrify you when you meet him. And he'll also fill you with a consuming desire to stay with him forever. He is a mystery that both frightens but attracts. And this is the God you will someday meet. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. So the real God is infinitely more than a God of wrath or a buddy. He is overwhelmingly awesome. He's the person who built and controls the universe. He can do anything, he knows everything, and he is all merciful, all forgiving. He loves galaxies into existence, and he died for you in particular. What will it be like when you come into the presence of him? Well, can you remember the tallest person you ever stood next to? Some of us have stood next to people who make us feel small by comparison. And those people are maybe just a little more than a foot taller than we are. Now imagine how it would feel to talk to someone as big as a house. Now someone bigger than a skyscraper, bigger than the earth, bigger than the sun, bigger than solar systems or galaxies, bigger than the whole universe. Imagine you could meet someone that big. And when you approached him, he looked at you and knew everything about you with that penetrating gaze. Imagine how intimidating, honestly, how terrifying that would be. How intimidating and terrifying at the same time. Because that's going to happen at the moment of your death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. But then imagine, as you're cowering before this supreme, infinite person, staring straight at you in all your cosmic tininess, then imagine that he smiles and says, I love you. I'm glad you exist. I died for you. Talk about the ultimate validation. You know you belong in the universe when God says that to you. There is a large mosaic in the Church of the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor depicting Jesus surrounded by Peter, James, John, Moses, and Elijah, and under it are the words spoken by the Father. This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I delight. Did you catch that? In whom I delight. That's what God the Father says when he sees you. I was sitting on the shore of the Sea of Galilee at Capernaum, where Jesus took a little child and put his arms around him and said, the kingdom of heaven belongs to him. Imagine what that child felt when God picked him out, wrapped his arms around him, and looked into his eyes. You are that beloved son or daughter of God. And he not only died for you, but he also delights in you. Now, we tend to like people who like us, and we tend to love people who love us. How could you not love this infinite being who has noticed you, delighted in you, loved you? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. God is at once blazing majesty and boundless tenderness. So the attitude that prepares us to meet him can never be one-dimensional. It must hold together both reverent fear and generous love. So how do we cultivate this gift of the Holy Spirit, holy fear? Well, first, we should treat his name as weighty. If I won't toss my mother's name around carelessly, why would I reduce the word God to an OMG filler? And we should pray like he's the king of the universe, not our concierge. Asking boldly is fine. We should have the confidence of his child, but always with humility that says, thy will be done, not my will be done. And we should approach the Eucharist as a miracle, not routine. Hebrews says, you are touching the consuming fire. So we should walk up the aisle as though our next breath depends on his mercy, because it does. And we should cultivate love. Love matures when we stop calculating what we get out of God and start asking, what will delight him? What would please him? What would make him happy? And what does he want? Just us, just our attention, just our affection. Give him unhurried time. Prayer isn't a spiritual vending machine. It's time with the friend who loves us most. And we should return the generosity we've received. Think of the warmth you feel when someone simply wants to be with you. Recently, one of my adult daughters called to bow out of a long-planned mountain hike. Now, I know, her schedule's brutal. Full-time job, PhD work in physics. So I said, I totally understand. No problem. And I did understand. Yet, an ache remains. She goes hiking often. Just not with me. My longing was for her presence, not her performance. And if a flawed father can feel the pang, imagine the Divine Father, whose every breath sustains us. He too longs for our company. When we choose prayer, we simply choose to answer his longing, and his love is kindled in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what caught your attention with this meditation?
I think it's interesting. It's so necessary for the human experience to come to know God through the experiences we have on a human level. So we use a lot of examples, like you used a very tall person, because we can imagine that. And I think it's hard in our culture right now because the place of respect and authority is one that I think most people have a pretty jaded relationship with. And we've talked about this in the past when I jokingly called myself a bit of a monarchist or a royalist. Because the idea of reverence for a king is something that we don't really have. And the few countries that still have a king, it's more of a placeholder, a layover, something that's still kind of there, something that kind of stuck around. But you would be kind of, oh, it's interesting, I met the king today, but you wouldn't be like in awe. And I'm not saying we should ever put someone on a pedestal like that, but it does teach us something of how to respect and love someone in that way. And it's just hard in a culture where we constantly put people on pedestals as celebrities and idols and these musicians, and then we're disappointed in them all the time because they're horrifically human.
I really love that God, his plan to think of, if he wanted a trillion children, he could just think them into existence. But look what he does. He lets us participate in the process of becoming earthly parents, because, and then we have to go through exactly what he has to go through.
And we have to, it is one of the most direct ways in which, either as a vocation to religious life or to parenthood, it's entirely the call to be as much like God as possible, which is the goal of all Christians. But you have to be an example to those people, to your flock, to your children.
And I'm even just thinking of the two things that teach us as you are a parent or grandparent, it teaches you how God delights in us. The way we delight in our children and grandchildren, He delights in us infinitely more. And the way that we are sad when our children do self-destructive things, when our children hurt themselves, or when our children or grandchildren don't return love, we're sad. And if we're sad, He's infinitely more sad. That we don't return His love.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought it growing up. You'd think that when you're in high school is the peak of how much you care about what other people think of you. You know, really their opinions don't matter. But then in adulthood, I'll tell you what, of all the people on earth, whose opinion do I care about the most? It's probably my nephews. Getting just the slightest bit of attention from them. They don't know how happy that makes me. When sometimes they just don't care about you. You're an adult and they're just like,
yeah,
get out of my face. I want to play right
now.
Yeah,
but when you walk in and your nephews are so excited, yeah, jumping up and down.
It's so funny, but they're such small little creatures. Could you imagine what God thinks of us?
Yeah.
Where He's like, why won't you look at me?
Yeah.
I love you so much you can't imagine.
Yeah.
Can't you talk to me?
Exactly.
And we're just playing in the corner.
Exactly. We need to reflect on these human experiences.
I absolutely agree.
And then
they're still there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.